It's time to get to the phones right now. And joining us is the branch manager for the North Ridgeville Library, Jennifer Winkler. Join us. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're great. Excited to hear about this North Ridgeville Story Walk. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So it's a partnership that we're very excited about. So the North Ridgeville Branch Library partnered with the North Ridgeville Heart and Soul Collaborative and the North Ridgeville Parks and Recreation, and we're going to be installing a story walk at South Central Park, which is the park right across from the library, off of 83. So how it will work is we're going to put in 17 permanent posts, and then each of those posts, there's going to be an introduction that explains how it works, and then each of those posts is going to have a two-page spread that's storybook pages, so you'll be able to walk the trail and enjoy a story together that you can read aloud.
This is kind of neat. We've seen this in some different communities as well. In fact, there's one close by us here off of Ely Square that they've had on occasion that they've put that.
Mm-hmm.
It just encourages exercise as well as a little story along the way. Who chooses the stories and how is that put out there?
Sure. So the library staff will be the ones responsible for choosing the stories. With that said, there might be partnerships with schools or out in the community. We're always, welcome to suggestions for the stories, but we'll need to make sure, one, that we can get the books available because with copyright infringement and all of those concerns, we buy multiple copies of the stories to distribute through the story walk. So we need to make sure that the book is in print and that it will fit our stations. We went with 17 posts. One is an introduction, and then the other 16 will be the storybook pages because the average length of a typical picture book is 32 pages. So we are very excited for it. We're going to look at a variety of topics. We want to do some stories that are intergenerational. So maybe if grandparents or different caregivers are taking their children to enjoy, it might be stories that they remember reading to their own children or reading growing up. So we're looking to get a broad range of different topics, but if there's a story out there you'd really like to see, please give the library a call, the North Ridgeville branch, and we'd be happy to see if we could make that happen.
Jennifer, do you have it up and running now? And if so, or even if not, how often will the stories be changed?
Absolutely, that's a great question. So we don't have it installed now. I actually met with the head of North Ridgeville Parks and Rec, Kevin, and we walked the trail on Friday, and we actually measured out where all of the posts are going to go. So weather permitting, we are in the process of working with volunteers from First Energy. They're going to help install it for us and checking all of the pieces and parts to make sure everything arrived in good shape. So our target goal is to hopefully get it installed by September 1st. And then we'll make an announcement. We'll get the book in. We'll do a ribbon cutting ceremony, weather permitting. So more information to come on the library's website once it's installed. But once it is, we will change out the books on a monthly basis, April through November. So obviously this year we're looking at doing the book September, October, and November. The book that we put in November, we anticipate it should stay in through the end of March, and then we'll be swapping it out in early April, weather permitting. And then we'll, again, do it on a monthly basis, for spring, summer, and most of fall.
You always say weather permitting, and I always wonder about books left outdoors. How does this work? Are the books done on a special kind of display or paper, or how does that work to protect the books themselves or the pages like that?
That's a great question. So we found a vendor. It's called Barking Dog Exhibits, and they actually manufacture these posts that are specifically designed for this purpose. So when I say a post, it'll be cemented in the ground. It's made of aluminum, and then the display, between the display are two pieces of acrylic. And what we're doing is we're actually taking apart the books and matching the pages together, and then we're laminating those pages, and they go between the two pieces of acrylic to protect them from the elements. Because we know they'll be outside. We know how harsh our winters can be, so we, they will be exposed to the elements.
Sure. And I don't know if there's insects that like eating books, but you'll find out about that. I'm curious a little bit about how this works for people of kids and parents, and who can see them, and how big they are, and is there a stand? Because kids are smaller and adults are bigger, so that it all works for both of them.
Right. So they are not quite 3 feet tall, and then they're angled at a 45-degree angle to make it so that it's an easy display so that it can work for a variety of different families. So they're meant to be more likely read aloud by older adults or maybe older siblings to the children, but they are tilted for an easy viewing. And like I said, they were actually designed specifically for this purpose. with one of the original librarians who thought of this. So Barking Dog exhibits actually worked in collaboration with other librarians to design the structure specifically for this purpose. And it came very highly recommended to us. Everyone we talked to that had used this vendor was very pleased. So we're very excited for this.
Just another reason to visit the South Central Park. The North Ridgeville Story Walk will be put on there. When do you expect that to be ready for people to come take and participate with that?
Absolutely. So we're shooting for an install date, hopefully by September 1st, weather permitting. And then what we'll do is we'll make an announcement through the library's website, and I'm sure Parks and Rec will also want to make an announcement as well. Once it's actually installed, and we'll do a ribbon cutting ceremony so that we can bring attention to it. We will promote it on our website, and then each month when we put a new book, we'll also put that on our website so families will know what the book is and they'll know that it's been changed and they can come and enjoy it.
You have a nice little setup because you've got the park close to the library, so even when
yes.
they're finished with that, they can just walk over to the library and maybe find other similar books for this, maybe that author or those styles, or maybe that book themselves. Because like kids, you know, once you read a book, they want to read it again. So maybe it's a way for them to enjoy other books, too.
Exactly. It was a perfect partnership. You know, we're all about literacy, so we want to make sure we're exercising our mind as well as our bodies, too, and hopefully do something that's in a relatively easy way to kind of get out, enjoy the great outdoors and the wonderful community that we have.
How did your summer reading go with all the kids participating in the different themes that you had this year?
We were absolutely thrilled with the success of our summer reading program. I can speak for the North Ridgeville branch, but we had over 1,100 people participate at just our branch, which is a fantastic number. We were so thrilled with all of the turnout to all of our programs, and we always want to just thank the community for their support. So I heard lots of excitement, especially at some of our children's programs, as people were, you know, leaving. They made different space capes. They played with Legos. I know some kids came into my office to show me their Buzz Lightyear wings. So we were absolutely thrilled. And I think our winners for our summer reading program, we had 9 different prizes at our branch this year, and they seemed thrilled as well. So it's certainly a longstanding tradition. We're already excited and thinking about next year, to believe it or not. 2020 will be all about folklore and fantasy. So we've got lots of really exciting programs for fall. We just came out with our new program guides. So if you haven't gotten one, I'd say stop into the library, visit our website at LorainPublicLibrary.org, you know, and check out everything we've got going on. We've got everything from Bigfoot presenters. We're going to be doing cookie decorating into December, and we're actually starting adapted story times the first Saturday in the fall for September, October, and November. So lots going on.
Yeah, when you have the back to school now, then you'll have some kids there after school as well, looking
yeah.
for, you know, doing their studying, getting research, that type of thing, too. So the climate changes probably a little bit when you get into more of the school year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We do a lot more in terms of research projects. So over the summer, it's more about helping kind of people find a fun read to over the summer. And now that we're getting back into school, it's a little bit more towards homework help or helping people find, you know, some resources to help with tutoring or homework or finding books for those genre reports. But whatever your need happens to be, we're there for you.
Absolutely. Well, Jennifer, we appreciate your time this morning. Jennifer Winkler, the branch manager for the North Ridgeville Library. Again, their story walk, hopefully beginning of September or so. We'll be ready there over at South Central Park, but we'll keep people updated as we get the latest news, and they can always find out more by visiting the library as well. Jennifer, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you both so much. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too.